Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn. Hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
Had a stroke. I was dealing with gout, had sleep apnea. I'm sick of being sick. I was, you know, depressed, had anxiety, just I was miserable. And I was frustrated. I put my phone down for a minute, and then I remembered my doctor had said the word carnivore. And I kid you not, I went to YouTube, I typed in carnivore, and you popped up. I had 99% of the same problems that you had reversed. Within 3 days of going carnivore, I was like, I'm done. No more vegetables. Found beef, butter, bacon, and eggs. Don't have to count calories. Don't have to keep up with nothing. Eat until I'm full. I was like, I can do that. I've lost 108.9 pounds. You know, I know you don't feel like I do, but I feel like I owe you a lot of gratitude. I really do. Had I not found that video, I really don't think I'd be here today. And honestly, I started crying, man. I'm getting emotional now. It saved my life. I have no doubt. I really don't think I'd be alive today. I wish everybody, even if it was my worst enemy, I just wish for one day they could feel how good I feel.
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, the Power of a Proper Human Diet. And today I am thankful, grateful, and blessed to have Ken on the channel. Welcome, Ken. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Carrie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm looking forward to talking to you some more. I think you sent me a message on Facebook. You showed me some pictures of your transformation. Maybe if we could start out, could you tell me a little bit about your health journey and how you found carnivore?
Absolutely. So back in March of last year, 23, I had a stroke. Mm. And at first they thought it was just a TIA, but then as they looked into it, did more scans and stuff, and realized that things weren't clearing up as well, that it was a pretty major stroke. And I got to where I was having issues. I couldn't walk very well and still wasn't talking well, couldn't think at all. It was basic things like I couldn't remember how to tie my shoes. You know, I mean, it was pretty rough. And so I was down for a few weeks. After I got out of the hospital, I was at home, and then I was followed back up with regular doctor. And then they sent me back to a neurologist, and then the neurologist, you know, I was like, basically I need to know, other than getting better, I need to know how to prevent this from happening again. I don't want to do this again. And of course, I've heard you and Dr. Barry say it 1,000 times now, but they said go to American Heart Association website and follow their standard diet. Well, at that time I was around 240 something pounds, so I started following that, and I steadily gained weight, started getting more and more sick, was not very well improving of the stroke, started having a lot of depression. And the next thing I know, about 3 months later, 4 months later, March to August. So in August, I stepped on the scale one morning and I was 289 pounds.
Mm.
And I told my wife, I said, I need to come in and see the doctor. She works at the doctor's office. So she's a referral specialist. So I went in to see the primary doctor there and told him, I said, look, I said, I've got to do something to get rid of this weight. And I'm sick of being sick, you know. Told him I was, you know, depressed, had anxiety, just I was miserable. And then he said, okay, you know, he said I think what we should do to get the weight off, let's focus on that for right now. He said, and it should help some of the other things. He said, let's start with keto, you know. And I said, okay, I've heard about keto. I'm pretty sure I can do that. And, you know, and he said, ultimately what I want to want you to focus on is he said to keep it simple. He said, keep it at 55 grams of carbs a day, no more. He said, but for right now, he said, since you're used to having the carbs and the sugar, he said, I want you to start at 100. He said, and then every 2 weeks, reduce it. Go to 75 and then down to 55, you know. And I said, okay, well, I came home, and which that day I'd already blown my carbs out of the water. I ate two big huge breakfast burritos, so I was like 300 carbs in, but I was still I was a little more positive, but I was still depressed, so I just didn't eat the rest of the day. The next day though, I got up, and when I went to eat, I was like, you know what, I'm not doing the 100 grams of carbs. I'm cutting this down. I said, I'm going to stay below the 55. Well, so I just started doing meat, and I was having bell peppers and a few onions. So I was basically doing ketovore, even though I didn't even know what that was at the time. I did that for 2 weeks, and I was still having some depression. And I woke up one morning, matter of fact, a year from today, I woke up and I was looking at keto stuff, trying to figure it out. And I was like, there's just too much. It's so confusing, too much to keep up with. And I was frustrated. I put my phone down for a minute, and then I remembered my doctor had said the word carnivore. And he said, I'm not against it. He said, but I'm not 1,000% behind it yet. You know, he said, I'm still out on it, you know, he said, but I'm not against it. And I was like, you know what, let me check this out. And I kid you not, I went to YouTube, I typed in carnivore, and you popped up. The first video I clicked on, I think at the time you were fairly well in, and it was a recap video that you had posted. And in it, you were sitting in the office, you had your basket of pills, and you were talking about all of the issues that you had. I had the only issue that you mentioned that you had that I didn't have was the heart issue. I mean, clearly I'd had a stroke. I was dealing with gout, and I had sleep apnea. I had, when I was a teenager, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis in my hands. Mm. My hands had been hurting so bad that when I was working, I worked from home while on the computer, I would heat a rice bag up and I would put it on one hand and I'd work with one hand. Half an hour later, I'd heat it up and switch it to the other hand. Within 3 days of going carnivore, I was like, I'm done. No more vegetables, nothing. I'm just eating meat. I went with beef, butter, bacon, and eggs to start with because you led me to Ken Berry. I went over there, found beef, butter, bacon, and eggs. Don't have to count calories. Don't have to keep up with nothing. Eat until I'm full. I was like, I can do that. Day three, my hands did not bother me all day. I didn't touch the rice bag. Mm. And also, when I clocked out for lunch out of habit, I realized I'm not hungry. I'm not going to eat. So My wife is probably pretty thankful I started cleaning the house. So, but, you know, and I didn't even really start working out until probably about 8 months in. And that was solely just to burn off energy. But no, within 3 days, I had improvements already. I was still drinking coffee, and I still do drink coffee. One cup a day is what I've went down to. I'll go back into that here in a little bit. But I was doing the little bit of butter and a little bit of heavy cream in that coffee. And since then, I have noticed that if I don't have that little bit of butter and heavy cream in the morning, I still have a little bit of brain fog.
Mm.
But as soon as I could probably drink half the cup. I could probably just get away with putting a little bit of butter and heavy cream and just drinking it and would be fine. Right. And I think I'll probably start trying that here pretty soon. Because with the coffee, I've loved coffee. I used to be a pot and a half a day coffee drinker, plus energy drinks, ridiculous stuff that I used to consume. But my legs, I've had neuropathy in my legs for probably 12 years or so. It started in my feet, and it slowly worked its way all the way up to my hips on both sides. And I used to be a correctional officer, and I took a fall down some steel stairs onto a concrete floor. It was about 28 steel stairs. So it was a pretty rough fall. Had injured my hip and my ankle. So they were relating the neuropathy to that injury because they had done all sorts of tests and they couldn't really figure it out. They said it has to be due to that injury. So at that time I was put on gabapentin and it kept getting worse. So had to keep increasing the dosage. Well, turn around after the stroke, going back to that. So after things really started clearing up, honestly, I would say within 3-4 months, my mental clarity was back. You know, I didn't have the face droop hardly anymore. I still have a little bit of it. I can feel it. No one can see it, but I know it's there, but it really don't bother me. But so I went back to the neurologist. You know, at this time I was down quite a bit. I want to say 50, 60 pounds down. And I was expecting a reaction from her, you know, and nothing, you know. She's like, oh, yeah. So looking at your chart here, yeah, you had the stroke. And yeah, so how are things going? I'm like, I'm doing great, you know. And she goes, oh, interesting. And I know you said that. I watched that video when you did your follow up with the doctor. She did the exact same thing.
Wow.
It was every time I would say something, then I'm like, I'm eating meat, you know? And she's like,
interesting.
Oh, interesting. I'm like, come on. But at that time I hadn't seen your video. It was a few weeks later that I come across that video and I was like, ah, that makes sense. But, but they had kept me on the gabapentin because I had been having an issue with migraines previously. They actually increased the dosage. So then I ran into another issue a few months later. Everything's going great. I'm losing weight, no inflammation. Then I have a vertigo issue and it flares up out of the middle of nowhere. And I have a really bad migraine. And then I start having memory issues again. I panic. I was like, they were all wrong. I've been eating too much meat. Beef, butter, and bacon and eggs is not good for you. I've had another stroke. So I actually went back to my general practitioner this time. And he said, so you're having confusion and memory issues again. And I said, yes. And he said, when did this start? And I told him, he looked at my chart. He goes, Well, the neurologist increased your gabapentin at that time. He's like, why aren't you taking the gabapentin anyway? He said, the fucking neuropathy was gone. And I said, it is. And I said, but it's for the migraines. I said, because the other medicines are so expensive. And he goes, yeah, let's taper off of that and let's get rid of it. So I've gotten rid of that. I'm really off all my medications. It's pretty great. But no, I had, and then here just a couple of months ago, I did a follow-up with my general practitioner, and he's excited about the carnivore, learning, you know, I'm kind of a voluntary guinea pig is what it amounts to. He didn't ask me to do it. You know, he just mentioned it, and, you know, you and Dr. Barry led me on down that road, and you know, things are great, man. I have so much energy. Went from not working out to I work out about a total of 2 hours every day now.
Wow.
I don't do my push-ups all at one time, but I'm doing 200 push-ups a day.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm doing 200 crunches a day. I walk on an elliptical 2 miles every day. And I have some resistant bands I work out and a few little free weights that I work out with. But and like I said, in all of it, you know, I do love the results from working out, you know, actually having some pecs instead of man boobs, you know, it's kind of nice,
right?
You know, and having some definition in the arms, I love it. But the only reason I work out is to burn off energy, because I realize if I don't work out at night, I just lay in bed. I'll just lay there and I don't go to sleep. But it's crazy.
Quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members only videos. We do members only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is, we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
Even if I only get a few hours of sleep, I'm not tired the next day. It's, and of course, the great thing is not getting sore from working out. Here just a few weeks ago, I did a bunch of yard work on a Thursday. And then on Friday, I power washed my fence, my whole house, the driveway. It was about 8 hours worth of work that day. And my wife was like, first of all, she kept coming out and going, it's so hot out here. I go, it's not that bad. You know, which thinking back in my head, I was like, oh, wait, I've lost over 100 pounds. That's probably why it's not hot to me.
Right.
And then I looked at the temperature. It was like 101 degrees, 100% humidity. And I'm like, I'm barely even sweating. I feel great.
Carnivores don't sweat.
No, not really. I don't. it's very rare. Matter of fact, I've got to remember to turn their AC back on before my wife gets home, because I freeze all day long.
Wow. Man, that's crazy. So when you saw the carnivore video I did, were you like, yeah, but this is kind of crazy still. How are you going to just eat meat? Or were you just so kind of desperate, you're like, whatever?
Well, honestly, it was the second. Because, man, like I said, I had 99% of the same problems that you had reversed. And honestly, I started crying, man. I'm getting emotional now. I mean, I mean, it saved my life. I have no doubt. I really don't think I'd be alive today. I really don't.
Wow.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Wow.
You know, that's what I've been telling my family and friends is, you know, I think my health would, had I continued down that road, and had I, honestly, if I had continued keto at that time, it would have, I think it would have, I would have failed on it. I would have reverted back because I'm an addict. I know I've mentioned that to you in emails and chat is, you know, on January 1st, I'll be 20 years clean. So
congratulations.
Which then now I've realized actually I wasn't clean because I was addicted to sugar, and there's no doubt sugar is a drug, and it highly aggravates me that sugar is legal now. Yeah. Just because, I mean, they're putting it in baby formula, man. I'm just like, criminal. Why? I don't know if you've looked this up or not, but why going through this journey here a few months ago, I looked it up. In 2023, 112,000 people died of fentanyl overdose. Terrible issue. I don't deny that. You know, like I said, I'm a former addict. I despise it. You know, it is terrible. It's a concerning situation, but people are doing things about it. Sugar, only 9,000 less people died of diabetes related issues in 2023. There's only 9,000 difference. It was 103,000.
Wow.
And it's like nobody cares.
Right. Yeah, if you have
carnivores around the world,
right? If you have a cigarette addiction, an alcohol addiction, hard drug addiction, people will care and they'll help you. But if you have a sugar addiction, no, you're just the weird one, and you get no help. And that stat you mentioned, by the way, the diabetes. I think about all the other things. What I've really learned going down this whole rabbit hole, so many of the illnesses we have, the root causes. Sugar or standard American diet, which is basically everything has sugar in it. Besides type 2 diabetes, heart disease, you get inflammation in your arteries a lot of times from sugar or seed oils. They always blame the cholesterol, but that root cause is sugar. Heart disease is the number one killer in the world right now. So when you start expanding to some of those things, it's huge. And I'm with you, man. It is criminal that we're giving it to babies, getting them hooked as a baby. And then they're a lifelong sugar consumer, and it's just all about the money. And you look around right now. That was my question. Next question for you, Ken. Now that you are out of the fog and you're kind of seeing things, do you see the world differently when you go to the grocery store or you look around at humanity?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My biggest challenge is to not judge people.
Yeah.
I mean, because I try not to judge people in general anyway. But, it's just I see, especially children, you know, I see people with kids that are a year old and they're sucking on a lollipop, you know, at a year old. I'm like, really? You know, like, do you know what you're doing? No, they don't. They don't. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to do this with you. One, you know, I know you don't feel like I do, but I feel like I owe you a lot of gratitude. I really do. Mm-hmm. Had I not found that video, I really don't think I'd be here today. You know, I'm blessed that happened that way. You know, I was literally, I was praying and it just came to me. Hey, your doctor mentioned carnivore. And, and I found your video. And like I said, our story's almost the same. And, I was just like, I don't care what happens to me at this point in time. I said, it can't be any worse than what I've been doing.
Right.
You know, and just to reassure myself a little bit, I went over to Ken Berry and watched a few of his videos. And I'm like, hey, my doctor mentioned it, said he wasn't against it. This doctor says, you know, it's good to go.
Right.
You know, Carrie didn't die from it. So, I did what y'all said to do. I was like, I'm going to give this 30 days and I'll go from there. And I've just never really looked back. Here back in June, I did go on a cruise, and I had actually watched your video about your cruise and you were miserable. And I hate that for you. You know, mine wasn't too bad, which I've been in love with cruising for years. So,
me too.
But I was actually able to fairly well manage things. I did have a few carbs here and there, but most of the time I stuck to mostly meat. One of the things that I found that was real easy was every morning is at breakfast, they had a whole bunch of sliced salami and pepperoni and stuff like that. And I was like, that's probably one of the cleanest meats on here because it's not cooked in anything. So
right.
I was like, Dr. Barry says, if you really wanted to, you can do carnivore off of Spam and Beanie Weenie. So I was like, this has got to be pretty safe. So I'd get me a handful of that, go to the omelet station and get some fried eggs. So
nice. Man, I just want to say, God bless your doctor for mentioning it. Even though he was like, I'm not going for it. He knew something was going to help you. I wish, man, we need more doctors like that. I've heard so many people with your similar journey too. They see a video, like for me, I saw Dante Ferrigno, but still I'm like, I want to check out a couple doctor videos. And I went down the Dr. Barry rabbit hole myself too. I don't know that I would have started without the reassurance of Dr. Barry or Dr. Baker or Dr. Chafee, some of these good doctors. So I always give them credit, but you got to give yourself some credit too, because most people wouldn't be brave enough to do what you did. They'd be too scared and they'd keep doing it. And I always tell people that, because that's a huge part of it. I think that's why I like other carnivores, because you got to be kind of weird or brave or out there to do this.
Hey, I've always been pretty weird, man. So
yeah,
it wasn't a far thing for me. You know, and honestly, that's crazy when I tell most people, I pretty much just eat meat. You know, if it don't come from an animal, I don't consume it. And they're like, just meat? And, you know. But then, like a lot of people that know me, though, they're like, "Oh, yeah, okay." Like,
Ken's,
you know,
weird.
They're like, "He's always been weird," you know. So right.
That's awesome. It's crazy how many things we have in common. So I had a mini stroke, but you had a full blown stroke. But the depression, anxiety, gout, man, I love cruising my whole life too. I had some issues on that last one. I've since got some carnivore friends that are like, next time you go, do this. Bring your own butter to the butter station. That was a huge tip that I kind of screwed up on. But I feel so much better too. The thing with the stroke that's so scary, I remember back, my grandfather had a stroke, full-blown stroke, I think when I was like 10 or 11, and it almost killed him and it paralyzed him. And he couldn't speak, he couldn't say any words. So when I was having my mini stroke, that's all I was thinking of. What was it like for you? Was it like,
oh yeah, it was, so the day that it happened, you know, like I said, I'd been laying in bed, I'd been having some vertigo issues and I was just sick for like a few days before there. And anyway, I had gotten up that day, I'd worked my shift and I just did not feel right at all. So I went and laid down. I sent my wife a message, said, hey, I'm going to go lay down for a little while. She gets home at 5 in the evening, and it was like, I think 6 or so when I got up, and I remember not feeling right. And I sat on the bed for a minute and I was like, something's wrong. And I got up, I went and I used the bathroom, and then I come back out and I remembered I was trying to smile at my wife to give her the impression there wasn't anything wrong with me, because I knew something was wrong.
Right.
I just didn't want to deal with it. And she said, what is wrong with you? And I was like, oh, that didn't have the opposite effect that I wanted. And I tried to talk. And I thought what I was saying was making sense, but it wasn't making sense to her. Apparently, it was just coming out pure gibberish. And she made me come and sit down, and she was trying to talk to me, and I was trying to explain it. And then I was getting confused understanding what she was saying. And she realized that. So she just wrote down that she said, I'm going to take you to the office and that she works at. So she helped me get my shoes on, and she had to help me walk to the car. My whole left side was going paralyzed. And, you know, got there as soon as they, one of the APNs, as soon as she saw me, she said, take him to the hospital now. He's having a stroke. And so took me to the hospital, and then that was a long ordeal because they transported me to another hospital, and small town hospitals, we tend to refer to it as a Band-Aid clinic. So, yeah, they said, we're not going to be able to help him that much here, so let's send him up here. But yeah, they did all sorts of EKGs and stuff, and then they sent me to Little Rock to hospital there and did a bunch of tests there. And it was terrible because I actually ended up staying in the ER overnight because they didn't have any open beds. But, you know, after a few hours, probably about 4 or 5 hours into it, my speech started coming back. The face droop wasn't as bad. It was pretty bad at first, though. But yeah, it was scary. It was really scary. And that was the one thing that I was thinking is I was like, I don't want to live like this.
Right.
You know, because, you know, I mean, me and my wife, we've always been really good to try to take care of each other, you know, and, but I was like, I don't want to put that burden on her, you know, I don't want to do that. And, you know, but, fortunately, you know, it was just a miracle. I'm blessed. Very blessed.
Yeah. Yeah. I interviewed a woman that had a full blown stroke too. Luckily she got in soon enough, and they give you, there's certain medicine. I think it's called ATP. I don't remember, but if anyone's watching this and you think you're having a stroke or your loved one is, get in as quick as you can, because they can give you some medication that could potentially stop the stroke. I had the same symptoms as you, I guess, just for the audience watching. If, just to identify a stroke, my lip was drooping down, and then my fingers started going numb, and then I was confused, I don't know what I was, it was gibberish, just like you said. My wife was like, what is going on? And I went to stand up and I almost fell over, and then you reminded me of this, I had vertigo then, and then luckily mine was a TIA, so it was temporary. But I did have some other effects that went on for months afterwards, and the big one was vertigo. I was so dizzy all the time. It was the same thing as you though, Ken. They took me to the I took an ambulance to the hospital, and then they're like, it's the little small town hospital just like you. So right. I had to go to the big hospital an hour away. And I think I was there for 4 or 5 days in the stroke center, and they're doing all these tests and everything on me. That was actually when I found out I had congestive heart failure. Cause you're like, why is this young dude having a stroke? Like, what's going on? And then they did all the tests on my heart. So anyhow, if anyone's out there watching, those are some of the signs. Usually if you smile and you can't smile, like Ken said, that's a big one of possibly having a stroke.
Yeah, Ken, I tried to smile and my wife was like, why are you making that weird face? And I'm right? Like, I thought I was smiling.
He's like, Ken's just weird. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Thank goodness she knew something was wrong, though.
What has this been like, Ken, for your wife or family or friends or people that you spend time with? Are they like, what are you doing with this diet?
Yeah, my wife, she's coming around to it. I mean, she was glad that I was having progress for sure. And, you know, but so her, like so many other people, they want to focus on the weight loss. And it is important. I needed to lose the weight, no doubt about it. But now going through it, as things improved, you know, I had skin tags on my back side that had just popped up after I had the stroke. And, you know, I had lip voids all over my eyelids. All but two of them are gone, and they've shrunk. So, the no pain is what just, and I know you've said it, but I'm 1,000% with you. I wish everybody Even if it was my worst enemy, I just wish for one day they could feel how good I feel. Matter of fact, before I got on here, I had called my wife just to talk to her a little bit before I did this. And, and I told her that, I said, honestly, I don't even remember feeling this good when I was a teenager, I was same height at about 16. I was 5'10", 3/4" then. I was about 165 pounds. I was like 8% body fat. I was shredded. I was in great shape. But I remember still dealing with depression, anxiety. I remember getting hurt all the time, having aching joints, like I said, I had junior rheumatoid arthritis. My hands hurt all the time. Ankles, knees, I was always hurting. So to be almost 45, November, I'll be 45. And to not have any pain, it's a miracle. It's phenomenal.
Right. I almost get mad at people. I shouldn't. They just don't know any better. But when people call this a diet or they just look at it, like I've talked to people and they're like, yeah, well, I don't need to lose that much weight, so I'm not doing carnivore. I'm like, you don't get it. It's like so much bigger than the weight loss. It's everything else, feeling like you've never felt your entire life before. Getting rid of that brain fog too was a huge one for me. Did you have a lot of brain fog before?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Especially after the stroke, it was, really bad. And then even after things had improved on that, I was still pretty slow on things. Like with my job, I deal a lot with numbers. And, for years I've had to use calculators. And something I've noticed that I've been doing here about the last 3 months, it was funny because I'm off every Monday and I go spend time with my parents, gotta keep up with your parents. And was visiting with them and my mom had mentioned something about some numbers and I quoted some numbers off to her pretty quick. And she was like, how do you do that? She said, you've never been that good with numbers. And I was like, no, not really. I said, my job is a lot of math. And something I had been doing the last few months is when I go to do these calculations, instead of just open up the calculator, I add them up in my head and I do check my work, but with the calculator, but 99% of the time I'm right. So I'm just like, this is phenomenal.
It's hard to describe. It's like a cheat code. It's crazy.
It really is.
When I did my 30-day video, I mentioned Jeopardy because that was a routine. I watched Jeopardy before and then after, and I'm getting more. And people are like, this guy's full of crap. Like, how are you going to get more? But your brain is just, when you're clear, you're able to pull stuff out that's in there that you couldn't pull out otherwise. I don't know how else to describe it to people, but that is the common theme. I've interviewed so many carnivores that all say their cognitive ability, their brain, it just works so much more efficiently. When you're putting the right fuel in the tank, it kind of makes sense, I guess.
Right. Absolutely. Kind of going back to the stroke too, the one doctor had mentioned, she said, I like to cruise. So she said, imagine taking a file cabinet and putting it on a cruise ship in severe hurricane weather. She said, no matter how organized that cabinet is, by the time it's done, it's going to be all jumbled up and it's going to be a mess. And it's going to take a while to put it back in place.
Right.
Well, to me, I do believe it does take some time, but I believe carnivore helps sort things out better.
Yeah. That's a great visual.
You're fueling your body with the appropriate fuel.
Right.
And, and it's, it makes a world of a difference, and I'm considering starting my own YouTube channel to try to put this out more. I know y'all can't do it all. You're trying.
Do it. But... Do it. Do it. Hey, I will be your biggest cheerleader. I'll shout you out. I'll send some traffic your way. We can do a live stream. It's so important because you're – well, it's interesting because our stories are pretty similar. We both got the blue shirts on. We're both the same age. I'm about to turn 44. But your story will resonate with people locally, your network. It'll resonate with people that mine won't. Like maybe someone comes to mine for the heart congestive heart failure and they'll come to you for – rheumatoid arthritis or something else that you've had, but that has been one of the craziest things. Like I never planned on doing more and more of these YouTube videos. I was only going to do that 30 day one, but they really opened my eyes when I started hearing all these people coming out of the woodwork. Like, no, this is happening for me too. And people overcoming depression, anxiety, type 2 diabetes. It's just like everything. It's so crazy. It's like we were in the Matrix the whole time and you disconnect from the Matrix. It's kind of nuts. I love your analogy, that visual, though, of the file cabinet on a cruise ship, because that's what it was like for me before. Yeah, I just really like – it's almost like I'm going through the paperwork trying to – is that the one? No, is that the one? Oh, there's the word I was looking for.
You know the information is supposed to be in your brain, but you can't find it, you know.
Right.
You know, it's like – so this is something that I'm pretty proud of that I can do is me and my wife, we've been married 17 years. 11 months and 8 days today.
Oh man, you got me beat.
So to right after my stroke, I couldn't do that. I struggled to remember how many years we had been married.
Wow.
And I had done that all the way up to that point, and then I couldn't for the longest time. You know, well, now I've got it back.
You're going to get us all in trouble, Ken. My wife's going to watch us and be like, you don't even remember the decade, let alone the year. What's going on here?
My parents on the 10th, they actually just celebrated 56 years.
Wow.
And my dad, if you catch him at the right time, he turned 77 on the 1st. He can get it down to the hour, sometimes the minute.
That's so cool.
That's where I learned it from.
I have excuses because my wife and I met at age 14. And so we were a couple and that was our anniversary for years and years and years when we met. And then we kind of eloped and that became the new one. And then we went back to another date. So it's this running joke in the family. Like, how am I supposed to remember? Like, and then her brother always gives us a hard time because we've been together since 14. He's like, what are you guys celebrating? Like the anniversary of the first time you ever ate at Wendy's today now? Like we have all these anniversaries.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
the running joke. But I like the analogy on the cruise ship though, too, because I've used that one before and I started using it again, but being the captain of your own ship, being in total control, what has that been like for you? Because you mentioned you had some addiction issues prior to this. And now, other than the coffee, which a lot of carnivores do coffee, but you're like, you've gone from having some addictions to being completely addiction-free. A lot of people never have that their whole lives because I think everyone is addicted to the standard American diet and sugar.
Absolutely.
They don't admit it, but that's an addiction that's controlling them and it's kind of steering their life or steering their ship. What is it like for you being addiction free?
It's amazing. It's so there's really no pressure on me. It just feels like, you know, I don't really care what life throws at me now. I'm just like, bring it on. I can handle this. You know, I mean, I've been clean from methamphetamine for 19 going on 20 years.
Nice.
So, and now the addiction that I had that I didn't realize I had from, you know, and I really focus on the sugar being the worst part of it, even though none of it's any good. But yes, that, you know, to like I said earlier, I mean, in my opinion, sugar should be illegal. It really should.
It's weird because it's an unexpected benefit of carnivore, but not having any addictions is really liberating or freeing, and it's hard to describe to people. It's one of those other benefits of carnivore that's hard to describe to people, but you're in total control of your life for like the first time. It's really kind of weird because most people think they are, but they're not. They're always like, what am I going to eat next? Oh, what's the next meal? What's this? And that addiction is driving you and it's kind of steering you. And to be out of that, I've found has been pretty awesome. What do you eat, Ken? This is a question I have to ask because everyone always asks this. What's a typical day for you eating? What is your meal? A lot of people can't wrap their brain around carnivore. Like, what'd you eat today or what are you going to eat tomorrow?
Well, tonight, we'll just go to last night because I've got a Blackstone, 22-inch Blackstone, and last night I cooked up 3 pounds of bacon, probably about 2.5 pounds of pork chops, and about a dozen beef patties, pretty fat. I get the fattier cuts, and I did some flat steak, a couple pounds of that. And me tonight, last night I had one of everything pretty much. On average, I eat about 2 pounds of meat. Sometimes I have some eggs in there. And I usually eat around 6, 7 o'clock every evening. And that's it. I don't. 90% of the time I eat once a day. Very rarely do I snack. If I do, I try to grab some bacon. I do go occasionally with something like the chomp type sticks or something like that, but I don't eat a whole one if I do. They're pretty clean, but they still got some words in there that are hard to say, so might not should eat it. It's kind of my opinion. So
right. In terms of your previous health issues, did you I'm trying to go through your list. Did you also have sleep apnea?
Yes.
So were you like on a CPAP machine or?
Yes. I was on a BiPAP machine. I'm not 100% on the difference of them. I know mine had the water chamber and all that. So and the thing is even after I was doing the carnivore, I kept using it, even though I'd heard several people say they had gotten rid of it and they'd quit snoring. Well, mine's old. I've had it for a long time, and it was time to replace some parts on it. So I ordered some new stuff, and then the mask is so annoying. So I got the new stuff in. I was trying to get it adjusted. I couldn't get it adjusted right. It making a whistling sound because I didn't have it on right was bothering my wife more than it would with me snoring. So, I just quit. I said, I'm done. I'm not wearing this anymore. And anyway, after a few nights, I had noticed that back when my sleep apnea was bad and I didn't sleep with it, my jaws would hurt for whatever reason. So I asked my wife, I said, hey, I said, I'm pretty sure I'm still snoring because I've woke myself up a few times. I said, but do I quit breathing? And she said, no, you don't. She said, I've noticed that. And I was like, great. I was like, I'm not using this thing anymore. And, and that's one thing I wish would go away is the snoring. I do right. still snore, but it's not as bad. And I don't think it's every night, but who knows?
Our poor wives, man. Our poor wives. Mine too. Like all those years, she'd literally be there. Like, oh my God, is he dead? Did he stop breathing? It was right. either that. It was either is he dead? Did he stop breathing? Or I was snoring so obnoxiously loud. But like either way, her sleep is just completely ruined because of my sleep. Sounds like it was similar.
Right.
Ken, what advice would you give to someone if they were having a lot of the health issues that you had, depression, anxiety? It's so hard to talk to people about this, but if someone was like asking you, what would you say to them?
It is, that's the thing is, because I've got a lot of friends that you look at them, you think they're in overall good health. They're not overweight, but I know they have the inflammation. They have the joint pain. They have sleep problems. They have the depression and anxiety. So I tell them, look, just try, I'm like 30 days, but take it one day at a time. I was like, set your goal for 30 days, but take it one day at a time. If you mess up, it's not a failure. Don't quit. If you give in and you have some sugar or you have a carb, which is still sugar, just reset, go back, And I'm like, don't overcomplicate it. I was like, beef, butter, bacon, and eggs is so simple. Yes, if you want other meats, you can have them. But to keep it simple and to get started, I always push beef, butter, bacon, and eggs because it's simple. There's no thought to it.
And who doesn't love bacon and eggs? Come on.
That's my thought. You know,
I've been doing it for 500 days and you just said it. I'm like, man, I feel like some bacon and eggs right now.
Yeah, it'll be 365 for me tomorrow. It'll be 1 year tomorrow.
Oh, man, congratulations. So. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. For this today, I went ahead and I weighed a day early. I usually weigh on Thursdays. I've lost a few more pounds. I'm now down to 189.1. So
189.
I've lost 108.9 pounds.
Man, congratulations.
15th of last year. Yeah.
Dude, that is 108 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow. Think about, I know I always say this on my channel, but 10 pound bowling balls, almost 11, 10 pound. Yeah. Imagine carrying 11, 10 pound bowling balls. You're not carrying anymore. That's incredible.
Wow. Oh, and another thing that's crazy, talking about picking heavy things up. The other day I was loading up some stuff. We recently had to get a new hot water heater and all that good stuff. So I had the old one in the backyard. I picked it up and put it in my truck by myself.
Nice.
You know, and I was, you know, and I told my wife, I sent her a picture of the truck saying, I've got all this junk loaded up to haul off. And she said, well, that's great. Thank you. I said, you know, I said, I'm so blessed to be able to have the strength to be able to do this on my own now.
Right.
You know, you know, a year ago, I'd have been calling 10 people to come over and help me. I've been calling my 70-something-year-old father to come over and help me because he was in better shape and health than I was.
Wow. Ken, if you think back to your worst, your heaviest, depression, anxiety, could you ever have imagined or had hope that you would be doing what you're doing now, down 108 pounds and lifting water heaters and just next-leveling it?
Absolutely not. No, like I've said several times, I honestly, had I stayed on that path, I honestly believe I would have probably already had a stroke or a heart attack and died.
Hmm.
I think I would have had another stroke and it would have probably been worse than the first one. And if I was breathing, I don't think I would be functioning.
What do you have what's your goals going forward? Do you have any? If you've lost a ton of weight, you're really healthy. Do you have any other ones set?
I mean, I just want to be in the optimal health. And now my goal is to try to get other people on board, you know, it's just, so many people, they have the excuses, which I'm brutally honest and I'll tell them, yes, it's hard. You have an addiction, but it's not your fault that you have this addiction,
right.
You know, but you can overcome it, you know, just
people
like
don't give themselves enough credit.
No,
like I always tell people 30 days is a little sliver of time throughout your whole life. You could do anything for 30 days. Eat bacon and eggs for 30 days? You can't do that? Come on. You could do that for 30 days. I always tell them 30 days too because I know by day 30, they're going to be like, whoa, something's happening.
Right.
I lie to them too. I'm like, on day 31, you can go back to the pizza and the cupcakes and all the junk food. But you know they're going to be feeling so good by day 30.
You know, just last night, and I know he'll watch this when it's up too. One of my friends, I was messaging him and I told him, I said, look, man, I said, I know you're trying to eat healthy. He's eating a lot of salads and stuff. And he loves salad. And I'm like, you know, lettuce is like 80% water, right?
And glyphosate.
Yeah. And I believe it also has some lectin in it too. You know, and that's the thing. On the cruise I ate a few pieces of broccoli and I started getting some aches back in my hands and my knees. It went away in a few hours, but drink some electrolyte water and knocked it out. But it's just people don't understand how, you know, things like that can affect you, you know, and it might not affect them that bad.
Right.
But yeah, no, I did. I told him, I said, look, man, I said, this will help even. I said, it's not about weight loss. I said, it's really not. I said, it's important if you need to lose it. I said, but to me, I really want to push the mental health aspect of it.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, because, you know, I understand how crippling depression and anxiety is, you know, going back to my addiction days, you know, I probably attempted suicide like 12, 13 times.
Mm.
But apparently I wasn't very good at it. Thankfully just wasn't meant, you know, and I'm glad. But yeah, it's, you know, I said, just do this one day at a time. I said, just try it. Beef, butter, bacon, and eggs. Cut all that other stuff out. Do it one day at a time. And then after 30 days, if you don't feel better, go back to what you're doing. Do whatever you want.
Right.
You know, which, you know, I was given the message back that, you know, I'll think about it, but I'm pretty happy where I'm at. And I said, all right, I respect that, you know.
Right. It's like, you don't know what you don't know, though. You have no idea. It's like you said, well, if you could give him a pill and he could feel like that for a second, he'd probably give you like $10,000 to have that information.
Yeah, most people would. They, you know, I was talking to one of my parents' neighbors the other day, this Monday, and they said, yeah, so you just eat meat? And then she was telling me about all these different health problems she had. I was like, do carnivore. She's like, I need to know what will fix this. I said, carnivore. Literally, like, she gave me four or five different issues, and I was like, carnivore.
Right.
It will fix it. It has fixed it for me, and it's fixed it for hundreds, thousands of other people. Just because we don't know them don't mean it hadn't happened.
Right. I get so many people that'll say, yeah, you know, I could never do that. And then I started talking. I'm like, well, my congestive heart failure reversed. It's in my medical records. I can show you that. But my gout went away. Depression went away. Anxiety went away. Brain fog. And as I list these things, so many times you're like, I have that. I have that. I have that. I have that. I'm like, just like you, carnivore, carnivore. I get mean sometimes just to like close people that I'm close with, male counterparts, because they're jerks to me. And they're like, you're going to die. You're going to kill. I'm like, I literally reversed my congestive heart failure.
Yeah.
All my five markers for metabolic health have improved. It's in my medical records. But you know, Ken, one thing you can do to your male counterparts, this might be mean, but I believe it's the truth. I'm like, how's your testosterone doing, buddy? I was walking around with man boobs before that. Like right now, I feel like a man, like superhuman. Like I could do it. Like you lifting up the water heater, you feel different on this. I haven't had it tested yet. I should go get it tested. But I guarantee my testosterone is way higher than it's ever been.
I know for a fact mine is. And, you know, I'm going to talk about a sensitive subject that men don't like to talk about. But it needs to be out there. ED. It's real. It happens. Round about 40, it's most of us, I believe. You know, I wasn't diagnosed with it, but I know me personally, things weren't quite working right,
right
when they were supposed to. You know, it wasn't all the time, but it was sometime. That has completely went away. I wake up like a 13-year-old boy every morning now.
Yep.
You know, and it's not that I'm dreaming anything because,
yep.
You know, most of them dream about being on a cruise ship.
Right. I hear that from so many people. And even women, it's hormones. It's hormones. And that's what it would be like for everybody.
Yes.
I've been going down this rabbit hole lately. Like I thought I knew everything about carnivore. And I interviewed a woman yesterday and she was talking more about our bacteria and our guts. There's good bacteria. There's bad bacteria. But a lot of our hormones are made in our stomach, including serotonin. The majority of serotonin is made in our guts. And so a lot of times, even like you mentioned eating broccoli before or eating some of these vegetables that they have toxins in them. They also have pesticides on them. A lot of them, even if you wash them off, those pesticides go in, they disrupt your serotonin and that's a hormone. And then your downstream hormones, they're all related. It seems like everyone that does carnivore says their mood gets better, which is probably serotonin from the gut. Their sleep improves, which is incredible because then you have all these other downstream effects, like your immune system gets stronger. And I was your men, their testosterone just seems to like naturally go through the roof. And it's like all these things sound amazing, but when I interviewed Dr. Ken Berry, he told me this, and I repeated over and over again. He's like, no, that's not amazing at all. That is what all 43-year-olds would be like if they were just eating a proper human diet and they hadn't disrupted their hormones in the first place. That's what we were doing. We were blocking it and disrupting it, and that's what the majority of humanity is doing.
Absolutely. And I believe 100% carbohydrate, sugar, processed foods are what is killing it. I mean, 100% that's what's killing
it. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. What do you think, Ken, the one problem people have on carnivore is they do it for a goal to lose weight or overcome type 2 diabetes or mental health. And then a lot of them achieve that goal pretty quickly, which is awesome. But then they're like, well, now I could just go back to eating in moderation. I'll just go back to, I'm gonna do it better this time. I was messing it up before. I'm going to do it better this time. And then inevitably, they end up reintroducing things and that addiction comes back and then they gain all the weight back sort of thing. Have you thought about that or like your long-term why now on carnivore?
Absolutely. Originally I'd set myself a goal to get down to 185. I think I was about 180 when me and my wife got married. She said I shouldn't go any lower than that. She's afraid I'm going to look sick. So, and I get what she's saying. I have my own father. He was diabetic and he just did a standard diabetic diet, but cause he didn't want to go on medicine, which he's, you know, that's that old school generation, that's stubborn. And when they set their mind to something, they're going to do it. And, and now his doctor's actually told him, said, you're not diabetic anymore. He goes, no, I'm still diabetic. So, but I mean, he lost over 60 pounds and, there for a minute, he did, I'll admit he did look a little sickly at first, but, he's kind of rounded out now and things are pretty good, but he's still paranoid with that scale though. And I'm like, stay off that scale. You're fine.
Right.
But, he ain't gonna listen. But, and the thing is I've broke down his diet for the most part. And most of the time I was like, you're basically doing ketovore is what you're doing. And, which when he does introduce a little bit heavier carbs and it has some beans or some potatoes or something like that, which I cringe at potatoes. I don't even like saying the word.
Right. Sugar bombs.
Yeah. And, I pointed this out the other day because he was talking about with the neighbor. He said, well, the last time I had potatoes was about a month or so ago when I was up at your house. And I said, wait a second. I said, didn't I talk to you the next day and you told me that you were tired and you didn't know why? You just didn't seem to have any energy? And he goes, yeah, probably so. That sounds about right. I said, maybe you shouldn't eat potatoes anymore.
Right.
I just want people to experience this.
That's awesome. One of the things that I started thinking about more later in the carnivore journey is just the future, like growing old and not having all those mobility issues, cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia. I'm not saying I'm not going to get any of those things, but I really think the odds of me getting them are drastically reduced because I'm not in a state of inflammation. Most of those diseases are from just being in a constant state of inflammation. Kind of like you, I think. I feel like if I get one of those things too, it's like, bring it on. Like my immune system's stronger. I'm healthier than I've ever been. So I stand a much stronger chance of fighting something like that versus before when I could barely get my butt up off of the couch. If something like that would have hit me, I'd been done for sure. So I've kind of shifted my long-term why to growing old with my wife and thinking about those long-term diseases and aging and not having to worry about those things.
Yes. Just longevity and overall optimal health. Is my goal is to maintain, get to optimal health and maintain it. I mean, honestly, I don't feel like I'm 100% there. I feel like I'm about 95% there. I think I've got a little further to go and I want people to experience that, you know, to know what it feels like. And honestly, I'm like you. I think if someone would correctly do a 30 days and make it through it, it'll change their life. It will change their life. I just don't see many people that go that far into it, how they are going to feel, them just saying, no, I'm going back to the other way.
It's you're right. It's crazy. Like, that's been the biggest blessing doing these YouTube videos and then working on the documentary. I hear more and more stories, but I can't think of hardly any where someone's like, they legitimately did carnivore for 30 days and they didn't have some life-changing result where it's just incredible. I don't have any. I can't think of any where they're like, no, it just didn't work. Every now and then you'll hear that, and then you'll investigate more, and they'll be like, yeah, but I was still having diet soda, and I'd have fruit here or there, and they probably didn't ever actually get into ketosis kind of thing or eating a bunch of cheese and stuff. But
absolutely. I'm definitely – I know y'all are working on it, and it's going to take time, but I'm so looking forward to the movie as well. I know there's – y'all teased this with a lot of tidbits, and it's exciting to me. You know,
I'm so excited. We filmed 27 people so far. There's some people who are like, isn't it done yet? We're getting close, but we're following real people for a year, and in like 3 days I'm flying to Alaska to film Bill Knott.
Bill, I love Bill. Shout out Bill, I love you, man.
Yeah, I'll let him know. I keep telling him, like, you know how many fans you got, guy? It's crazy. I'm a big fan too. I'm so blessed. I get to go there and shake his hand and meet him. Absolutely. But we still have to film Jeff DeProsperous and Mimi. They hit 1 year near the end of this year, but it's coming together. I'm so excited to share it with the world. So, man, Ken, I can't believe it's been an hour already. This has been crazy.
No, man, it's crazy.
It flew by. I would love to have you back. Maybe we do a live stream or something.
Absolutely.
Is there anything I can shout out? I know you mentioned maybe doing a YouTube channel in the future. You don't have one now, though, do you?
I don't have one now. Got to look and see. I'm kind of, thinking about maybe doing a little bit of a different platform on it as far as the path that I follow. I'm thinking about more maybe trying to reach out to people that are just starting carnivore and have questions.
Yeah.
Or people that are considering it, but they have concerns, and maybe, maybe kind of being a coach towards them,
That's awesome.
And videoing that and getting that out there.
Yeah, there's a huge demand. People that are starting carnivore, to have someone coach them, go through even just what meals you're cooking, what worked for you. A lot of people will do YouTube and they'll overthink it. Just right here, you recording your words, your story, that's what people want. It's really powerful.
Absolutely.
I'm happy to – everyone check the link in the description. If Ken does add it, because this video will be up forever. So if Ken does add a YouTube channel, the link will be in the description. Or is there anything else you want me to link to in the meantime?
I do have a Facebook group that I started.
Nice.
It's ARK Carnivore for Arkansas Carnivore. Initially, I was hoping to find more carnivores in Arkansas. I only found a couple. Most people that are following it are just people that are interested in it. And 99% of it is just me posting my journey on there from the start, basically, up to now.
Right.
People can find me on there for sure. And I have decided I am going to start posting more on there. I'm pretty sure I'm going to start posting on TikTok more and start linking that in. And then I'll work on getting a YouTube channel going as well.
That's awesome. Well, I'll get with Ken, and after this, I'll put all of his links in the description below. So go check that out. And like I said, open invite. Maybe we do a live stream or something together in the future. If you get a YouTube channel going, I'm happy to shout it up. But I really appreciate you sharing your story. It's really inspiring. But just wait. You're going to see Ken. You're going to get a whole bunch of comments on this video. And it'd be like a month from now or 2 months from now, I saw Ken's video. It inspired me. I had a stroke too, and I did it. Now it changed your life forever.
Yeah,
it's that ripple absolutely. Effect is amazing. It's going to happen with your story too. So thank you so much for sharing it.
Absolutely. I'm glad to share it. I plan to keep sharing it. To me, this isn't just a short thing. This is a lifelong thing for me. I will not venture far from carnivore. I might go back into more of a ketovore, but I don't even think I'll ever really settle on keto. I just, you know, being an addict, it's too hard to slip back into that stuff. So I'm going to keep it pretty tight.
That's great.
It'll be a ketogenic life for life, hopefully. So
sounds good. Awesome. Thank you so much, Ken. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time. You have a great day, sir.
Bye.